Coming up on 810 here on the Mighty 690, we're going to have a warmer one today, a high of 62 for Coffeyville, and the wind's on the way tomorrow. So, yeah, enjoy the day today. Joining us in the studio, it is time for our Ask the Expert segment. We have Charles and Gary Skank. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's our verse of the day?
It is Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. It reads, "Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established." Proverbs 16, 3.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Charles. And I know we had a busy weekend, busy sports weekend. I had to go to bed before the end of the game, but around probably, I think it was 9:15 or something, I heard some fireworks in town. So I was like, oh, Chiefs probably won.
Yeah, so, right.
it was pretty interesting. But no, it was not too bad a weekend weather-wise. In fact, my folks came into town, which was cool. So
oh, nice.
It was
nice.
Neat. So nice. You guys do anything special?
I got some work in the yard done. Brought down a tree that needed to be brought down, and just took it easy.
Yep, it's that time of year, starting to get a few of those pre-early spring projects done, you know? We're kind of chomping to get back in the yard, you know, a little bit and get outside, so.
For sure.
That's always good. So, hey, you know, talking today and, you know, just thinking about, we hear a lot about the subject of life insurance. In fact, even on the radio station, hear a lot about it. So, you know, we have different hosts and things throughout the day talking about it. And so, I was just wanting to talk about today. You know, why would someone, myself included, why would I need life insurance?
That's a good question, and there's several reasons. Number one, if you plan to have children, or if you have children, it's a good idea to have life insurance, because when you're single and just starting out and not attached or anything, life's all about you.
Sure.
But as soon as you get married, have children, it becomes about you and somebody else. And somebody becomes dependent upon you. And if you're no longer there, then you can have plans in place where there can be an income provided, there can be an inheritance provided, there can be a funds available for that child to be able to live their life and continue the lifestyle that you've provided for them. And so if you are contemplating having kids or have kids, I think life insurance is vital.
So how do we know when we have enough life insurance, Charles? Put you on the spot.
When you can sleep at night.
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah.
When you can think about dying and be at peace that your kids are going to be provided for.
You know, life insurance, to buy life insurance, you have to love your dependents. Mm-hmm. You have to love your dependents. And some people say, well, they'll get by, whatever, you know. But most of your paycheck right now don't go to you if you're a family guy. Most of your paycheck goes for the wife and the kids and the home and whatever it takes to make the home work. And so I would say a good rule of thumb is probably 20 times your income, 15 to 20 times your income, depending on your age, depending on lots of things. But, and the other thing that I would say about how much life insurance is how much, what can you comfortably afford to spend for life insurance every day or every month, every year? What's comfortable for you? Even if it's not the ideal amount, get something in place that you can comfortably afford, and that'll give you a lot of peace of mind.
That's right.
Well, here's a question for you. You know, say you work for, you're still working, for instance, in this situation, you got, you know, maybe a wife and kids, but you say, hey, yeah, I vaguely remember when I started this job, they had me sign something. It was like a company life insurance policy. Is that enough? Or like, what does that cover?
So that's usually two times your income, just the rule of thumb for company life insurance. And that's not going to go very far. And the problem with that is that it's dependent upon you having your job. Most of the time, if your job is gone, the life insurance is gone. Or if you do take it with you, it's either very expensive or many times it's just not possible if you're not employed there to have that life insurance. And so I've seen people, they get terminally ill on the job and they have to quit working And when they need it the most, their life insurance is unavailable. And so with life insurance that you own, that you can get through through a broker, is life insurance that you control and that you take with you. And that as long as you continue to pay it and meet their conditions, you still have coverage.
And you know, Charles, a lot of people may not realize this, but with car insurance, life happens and you can have an accident or something and they can charge you more for your life insurance. But with life insurance, it's not that way. If you have life insurance and you qualify for a preferred rate or whatever rate you qualify for, the insurance company is not going to be monitoring your lifestyle and find out that you have some accidents or whatever and then try to raise the rate. Life insurance, and they're not going to check your health after it's been enforced. They're not going to check your health and say, oh, we've got to raise the price on this. So it's important to get life insurance while you're healthy and because the price is locked in for the whatever the contract, however the contract is written.
That's right.
That's a great point.
That's right. Yes.
So what else should we know about life insurance?
So if you're planning to marry, and I know, James, that you're not married, but if you plan to get married, you need to consider life insurance because just like your kids become dependent upon you, when you're married, you have a household to uphold, a household to provide for. And the question is, how soon do you want your wife to have to try to get remarried if something were to happen to you, right? You want her to be able to be comfortable and not have to just jump for whatever comes along to provide for her in the case that you're no longer around.
Well, and here's a real hard-hitting home example right here. Dawn, who works here in the building doing our traffic, she says her husband died 2 years ago with no life insurance, and she's struggled ever since with that. I mean, just trying to make ends meet and everything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's real-life
right
example.
At home. Yep. That's right here at home. And, you know, we had that snowstorm like the 22nd of December, just before Christmas, on Thursday. And my phone rang that evening, and a lady, I picked up the phone, and I said, well, hi, I haven't talked to you for a while. How are you doing? I said, well, not too good. My husband died today. And we actually had two people that died that day that we had insured. And we've delivered the check to this lady now that she should have got it in the last day or two that called me on that day. But life insurance can make such a difference in one's life. And it's just a sign that you are trying to love and trying to take care of somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah. And what else should we know about this?
So if you have debt, if you owe money on a house, if you leave this world, that debt is still going to be there. And your loved ones, your wife, still going to be responsible for that. And so you want that, ideally, if something happens to you, you want that debt to go away. And so I recommend anybody that has a mortgage, if you own your house, if you can at all, get some life insurance in place where if something were to happen to you, that your loved ones wouldn't have that around and the house could be paid for and it could be an asset instead of a liability.
And the other point there, Charles, is that they would have a choice. Mm-hmm. They could pay off the house, or they could say, you know, I'm going to wait a little while because I'm not sure if I really want to stay in this house. So they could wait a little while to decide whether to pay it off or not, but it would give them a choice and give them an opportunity to say, you know, I don't think I'm going to pay this house off, but I'm going to get out from underneath this, and I've got this money I can do something else with. And right. So it gives them a choice. Even if they don't pay off the house.
That's true. It gives options.
Yeah. No. That's true. That is a good point.
You know, Charles, we've never had anybody come in the office and say, you know, I've planned so well, I have way too much money.
That's right.
If they're 60, 65, whatever, there's nobody that's ever come in and said, I've planned so well, I wish I hadn't done so well. I planned too well.
Overplanned. Right.
But we've had a lot of people that said, you know, I should have got in that 401k at work 20 years ago. I should have bought life insurance. I should have bought more. One of my employees tell me, my husband wished we'd have bought more life insurance when we bought that life insurance for him.
Sure, sure.
And so, because life happens and health changes and it just happens.
Well, and speaking of people, you know, being able to talk to you about this, you're always happy to take people's calls.
That's right.
Right.
And that's how right. can they do that?
So you can call our office at 620-331-8800, 331-8800.
Very good. Yeah, any other groups who should be taking advantage of this?
So the next one is if you have a dual income, if you're a dual income household, even if you're both on Social Security and you depend on the Social Security check, or if you're both a regular 9-to-5 job and you depend on that income to support the household, you need to think about life insurance, because if one of those incomes is gone, then that household is one-legged instead of two-legged. Dad compares it to a bicycle that has two wheels, and you take off one of the wheels, that bicycle's in trouble. And the same is true if you have a dual-income household. On the other hand, if you have a single-income household, maybe Dad is working and providing for the household, and his job provides, or the wife, on the other hand, if that income goes away, the household's really in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
And so life insurance can be called income replacement. You'd be amazed at how reasonable 10 times your income. Let's say your income's $40,000 a year, and to get $400,000, you'd be amazed at how reasonable that can be, depending on your age, how little that can cost, and how the peace of mind that can bring.
Sure. And like you said, there's going to be a lot of varieties that go and a lot of factors that weigh into what the cost is going to be. But that's why, you know, people can get a hold of you and sit down and figure that out.
And Charles, today, which we didn't have this 20 years ago, we have those life insurance policies you're referring to, for all ages, basically, but with living benefits. So cancer, heart attack, stroke, kidney failures, all kinds of different things that are listed in the policy can trigger the death benefit to be paid, or a portion of the death benefit to be paid out. And the other thing to mention is that life insurance proceeds are typically 99% of the time tax-free, income tax-free.
That's right. What you just said there is important. You're 6 more times likely to have cancer, heart attack, stroke, an injury that limits your ability to work, all those things. Those are 6 more times likely to happen than death. And the old form of life insurance was death only. A death had to occur for any benefits to be paid, or terminal, 6 months to live. Now you can have cancer, heart attack, stroke, and recover. And there's policies where you can get up to 90% of the face amount. So we have a $1 million policy, up to $900,000 could be paid out, even if you're still living. And many times that's when income is just as necessary or needed, when a loved one is down.
You have a paralysis, you have a car wreck, and you wind up in a wheelchair or incapacitated or blindness, or you lose a limb or whatever. I mean, those are all things that can trigger benefits to be paid out of a living on the living benefits of a life policy.
It's really incredible. And the cost for the living benefits is very insignificant, very reasonable. And so I recommend, if you don't have a disability policy, if you don't have something in place to provide in the case of your injury or sickness, this policy can do that.
It's not going to replace a disability policy, but it could help. It could help. It's better than having nothing. The other thing we'd like to talk about, really, Charles, is estate equalization. So you have Sonny Boy home on the farm with Dad, and two other siblings went off to the city to work, and Sonny Boy's there helping Mom and Dad get to the doctor, help Mom and Dad with this, and help with the farm. And how are we going to divide up this estate and treat everybody halfway reasonable? And life insurance could come along and provide cash at a time that's needed to help equalize an estate and take care of those kind of problems.
That's true. That's true. People, we want to be fair. And sometimes fair is almost impossible to achieve. But some people do it by having a life insurance policy. You can have a joint life and life policy on mom and dad both, where once the last person to die, there's benefits triggered that will go to the, however they divide it up to the kids, and try to make it where the next Thanksgiving can be a peaceful, peaceful event.
Yeah, right. Because that's really important. It's something we don't want to overlook.
That's right.
So if it doesn't cost anything to gather information and get some, because you guys are the experts to ask about this. So what's the best way for people to call your office and get more information?
620-331-8800. We go through a needs analysis. We look at your situation, look at quotes, look at the cost, look at your budget, and help you get a game plan in case when life happens, that you can have some peace of mind.
That's really good. So we got some upcoming events we want to talk about. We'll do that when we return here on our Ask the Expert segment on the Mighty 690. Back here on our Ask the Expert segment with Charles and Gary Skank at Skank Insurance. And guys, just wanted to thank you for, you know, that basically crash course, you know, into life insurance. It's one of those things that's really applicable to a really wide variety of people.
It really is.
Yeah, and it's an important topic. But hey, another important topic coming up is Medicare, and you've got a great opportunity for people to learn more about Medicare, right?
That's true. For all of 2023, the first Wednesday of the month, at Dickie's Barbecue and Gigi's here, what used to be Lanning's in Coffeyville, we're having a Medicare 101. And at Dickie's Barbecue, it's 11:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. And here at Gigi's, it's at 11:30 a.m. only. And just call our office, 620-331-8800, and we'll put you on the list to attend. It's just a basic overview of how Medicare works. It's no pressure, no obligation. Anybody that wants to learn, if you're approaching Medicare, if you're new to Medicare, if you know someone and you're trying to help them, feel free to attend. The meal is included. We'll be glad to have you.
Excellent. Very good. So where can we find you if people have any questions about life insurance or Medicare or really anything?
So we're all things retirement,
yeah,
as well. So if you're approaching 65 and you're getting all kinds of mail, just you can ignore the mail. Call us. And we can help you look at your options. But 620-331-8800. Our main office is in Independence, 2801 West Main, Suite A. We also have an office in Coffeyville, Howard, and Sedan.
All right. Well, Charles, Gary, always a pleasure to talk with you guys. Hope you have a great week, and I look forward to Friday.
Thank you, James.
All right. Thank you, James. And we'll be back. We got a bunch of stuff from Field Kinley, USD 445. It's all coming up. We'll have a preview of tonight's meeting on the way here on the Mighty 690.